The South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry has added its voice to the call on government to get a handle on SOEs urgently, arguing that appointments are key in this regard. This commentary comes on the back of the Business Confidence Index resuming its downward spiral in July, falling to 92 points from 93.3, pointing to a further lack of confidence in President Ramaphosa's ability to turn this economy around. Cass Kovadia, interim CEO of Business Unity South Africa, joins us on the line now with a broader reflection of the country's business confidence climate. Thanks so much, Cass, for joining us this evening. So we have business confidence, as I say, remaining under pressure in July. It's fallen to a worse than expected 92 index points. It's the sixth month that the index has fallen below 95, which was last year's average. You can't be surprised, though.
Unfortunately not. I think that business has been saying for quite some time that there are some fundamentals in the economy that need to be addressed. Our SOEs are in dire straits, and we need to actually begin to make some hard choices related to those. There are some impacts on the economy as a result of what's happening in global economics, I mean, with China, U.S. trade war, and a few other stuff. But unfortunately, it's not surprising, and I was just listening to news just now, watching news, and Moody's have warned about Eskom. Mm-hmm. So we are in crisis mode, and I think we need to pull together now as critical stakeholders in the country and take some hard decisions.
As you say, when it comes to our local challenges, the big concern is around the state of state-owned enterprises, Eskom in particular, and the kind of turnaround plans that we have in play and in the pipeline. We've heard, the frustration around the indecision and political interference. What's your assessment of just how quickly any confidence in the Ramaphosa administration is unwinding?
Well, look, I think we also need to look at this within the context of an ongoing movement, if you like, from those who still want to use institutions and systems to actually corrupt and loot, and we've been fighting against that as a country. And there's been the internal battles in the ANC, and I think all of that has been, and not to mention the public protector issues that the president has had to face. So one can appreciate that there have been significant headwinds that he's had to actually navigate through. But having said that, I think that, I think the vast majority of people in this country, across the board, not just in the ANC, have confidence in the president. And I think that the president undoubtedly has the ability and the will to actually make a difference.
But you highlight that there has been distraction at play, political infighting, factionalism as well. To what extent do we have to consider the prospect, though, Cass, that those at the helm simply don't have a clue of what needs to be done here and so sit relying on the outcomes that are going to be presented by one advisory panel after the next?
I am absolutely clear that those at the helm know what to do. We don't have leaders who are, come from a background that they would not understand these issues. I think that what's happened is that politics have actually trumped economics, and politics have trumped decision-making, and what needs to happen now is that the president, together with his key team, needs to rise above the politics.
Yeah.
President Ramaphosa needs to now lead as president of the country and take some hard decisions that need to be taken. We don't have too many choices. And then we need to manage any fallout from such decisions. And I think that if the president shows that sort of leadership as president of the country, I think a lot of people are actually waiting to back him up and work with him to actually make a difference.
Is that, you know, is that going to be enough to change what has become the status quo, Kaz, when it comes to appointments at these organizations and them, you know, at the end of the day, becoming political appointees? Because the argument on the flip side of this is that potentially privatization is going to be the path that needs to be ventured down here if that status quo is going to change at all.
Yeah, look, I think we're going to have to look at all the SOEs. We're going to have to make decisions about which are strategic and have the potential of being viable, and which aren't strategic and will have no potential of being viable. And around those, we need to take some hard decisions. And I think that all of us, labor, business, government, need to understand that we're all going to have to make trade-offs and compromises in taking those hard decisions. But we have to do that. We don't have any more choice in the matter. Otherwise, other agencies are going to do this for us. If we get a downgrade, we've got problems. If we have to go knocking on the IMF doors, we lose autonomy of our own decisions. So we don't have too many choices. And I think that, unfortunately, the situation is such that the bulk of the responsibility to actually take those decisions and lead lies with government.
What's being done so far? Certainly not appeasing credit ratings agencies. You've been alluding to that through this conversation. How high is the prospect of a downgrade to junk ranking in your books as far as Moody's is concerned?
Well, look, Moody's have been extremely patient with us, and I think that one has got to say that with the latest warning on the concerns around Eskom, I think that one has got to say that they are beginning to lose patience. Azhar Jameen on TV just said now the question is whether they do it immediately or do it in two stages, put us on negative watch and then do this. But I think that they are losing patience. I think that if we are able to actually just do some stuff that begins to say that we are taking these issues seriously, we are going to take some of the hard decisions that need to be taken, I think that will lift confidence, that
Absolutely.
Will create some certainty, and that will actually send out the right messages. And that's what we need to do. Nobody is expecting government to solve this thing like tomorrow. But I think what Moody's and others and investors
is action of some sort needs to be
some sort of
taken.
Message and some sort of action that says we're taking the crisis seriously and we are committed to rise above the politics and take the hard decisions.
Let's leave it there, Kaz. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kaz Kavadia is interim CEO of Business Unity South Africa.